I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's delegation wasn't forgotten at Lausanne 2010, an international conference in South Africa on evangelism. Though they were prevented from attending, Tom Henry with WorldServe Ministry says our Chinese brothers and sisters were an example and an encouragement to the global church.
One thing I've learned about the Chinese is that they totally embrace and follow a God that's all-powerful, that's sovereign, that's loving, and they yield these into his hands so that they have really learned, as Paul said, contentment in all things.
In fact, the church is hoping for God to move in the situation.
They really have seen God take things like this that are humanly disappointing and use them to really expand the church in China.
Pray that this would truly serve to grow the exploding church in China. And when 200 million Christians are actively being persecuted for their faith, the issue merits discussion at Lausanne in South Africa. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, was at the international conference.
Everywhere that the church is advancing, and it is advancing across the globe, it advances against something, some power of darkness, and usually that's another religious system.
Persecution is almost always a sign that the church is growing. It was brought to light at Lausanne to encourage weary leaders and motivate prayer in a unique setting.
I believe that the legacy and history of Lausanne is such that we can see and we can anticipate the Spirit using this conference for decades to come as a touch point of motivation for the church around the world to advance the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.